أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، dear sisters and brothers in Iman, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the first day of Jumadi al-Thaniya. These are the days when the Shias around the world commemorate the martyrdom of the daughter of the Prophet of Islam, the Lady of Light, Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has described Fatima in words of Sahih Bukhari as Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl al-Jannah, chief of the women of the paradise. And he also, in another narration in Sahih Bukhari, he says, Sayyidatu Nisa'i al-Mu'mineen, the chief of the believing women. In other words, whether Fatima is in this world or in the hereafter, in both worlds, she is the chief of the righteous women. She was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with purity, knowledge, and wisdom. In that way, she was also a hujjah and a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all Muslims, men and women alike. Unfortunately, after the demise of the Prophet, those who were in power wronged her by depriving her of her property known as Fadak, and also denying her inheritance. She was forced to present her case to the Caliph about it in a long sermon, in which she challenges his decision, especially in denying her the inheritance. She quotes several verses of the Quran to prove that the children of the prophets inherited their fathers. As a Friday message for this week, I've selected a passage from that sermon of Fatima al-Zahra, in which she describes the benefits of some of the basic teachings of Islam. Number one, فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ تَطْحِيرًا لَكُمْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. She says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made iman, faith, as a means to purify you from polytheism. Number two, وَالصَّلَاةُ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ عَنِ الْكِبْرِ. And the daily ritual prayers as a means to cleanse you of arrogance. When you bow down and go into the state of sajda with your forehead on the turba, this is where you have to realize not only your humility in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that your origin is from the earth and nothing else. Number three, وَالزَّكَاةُ تَزْكِيَةً لِلنَّفْسِ وَنَمَاءً فِي الرِّزْقِ. She says that the charity, obligatory as well as the recommended ones, these are the means to purify the self as well as increase the wealth. Number four, والصيام تثبيتا للإخلاص, that the fasting of the month of Ramadan is a means to prove your sincerity. Because when you are fasting, you actually are not doing anything. You're actually refraining from certain things. And so the element of showing off is eliminated there. And number five, she says, وَالْحَجْ تَشْعِيدًا لِلْدِينِ. Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, is a means to strengthen the religion. Number six, she says, وَالْعَدْلْ تَنْسِيقًا لِلْقُلُوبِ. The principle of justice is a way of bringing the hearts closer. Number seven, she says, وَالطَّاعَتَنَا نِظَامًا لِلْمِلَّةِ وَإِمَامَتَنَا أَمَانًا لِلْفُرْقَةِ. That obedience to us, the Ahlul Bayt, is a system for the Ummah. And our imamat and leadership is a refuge against disunity. If you look at the Muslim world at the moment, you can broadly divide them into three groups, the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Sufis. And if you look at the leadership in all these three groups, the common name among the A'immah or the Khulafa or the spiritual leaders, the common name in all three groups is the name of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. So this imamat of the Ahlul Bayt is actually a refuge against disunity. Number 8, wal-jihad izzan lil-Islam. This ability of defending ourselves and to be strong against the enemies, this is an honor for Islam. Number 9, she says, was-sabr ma'unatan ala istijab al-ajr. Patience during difficulties, when you face all these challenges in your life and you maintain patience and forbearance, this is a means of seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 10, wal-amr bil-ma'roof maslihatan lil-amma. This principle of bidding the good, to encourage one to do the good things, is for the benefit of the society and the people at large. Number 11, she says, وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وِقَايَةً مِنَ السُّخْتِ. Kindness to parents is a means of preventing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against us. And finally, number 12, she says, وَسِلَةُ الْأَرْحَامِ مَنْسَأَةً فِي الْعُمْرِ. Helping the relatives, maintaining the ties with the relatives, is a means of prolonging the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give extra in your life if you are kind and helpful towards your relatives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And may he give us the opportunity to fulfill our duty towards the Prophet and his holy family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.